It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to Deal Breakers, just wanted to offer you something from the desk of Ken Rosenthal.
Oh, no. The Rosenthal Report?
The Rosenthal Report. And it should absolutely ratchet up Baltimore's desperation for Tarek Skubal. Report from the bow tie himself. The Orioles are desperate for pitching, not only for this year, because Corbin Burns is not coming back. Dot, dot, dot.
Wow.
So they got to win it now.
Jackson Holliday, Colby Mayo, Dylan Beavers.
Wow.
Just saying. I'm trying to look at it from both sides.
Does he say why he's not coming back?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
I know. I'm just curious.
I don't care.
Great ballpark, good baseball town.
Whatever makes them more desperate, that's what I care about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, quick reprieve from all things baseball and football. We do this weekly. The Godfathers agreed to participate. It is time for Deal Breakers.
All right. Indeed.
Thank you, Donna.
We got some Deal Breakers here. Let's see what you guys make of them. Jeff will also be joining us from behind the glass. At a participant.
Star quarterback at Bowling Green in EA Sports College Football.
No, he transferred to MSU.
I can't keep up. All right, let's
keep
rolling.
By the way, Costa basically said he's had did a great job coaching Marshall, and now he's going to coach someplace else.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Him and his cats. All right, let's roll.
Well, we can start there, actually. The new NCAA video game came out this week. Your girlfriend of several years decides to make elaborate weekend plans, including dinners and plans with parents, that she expects you to attend. The weekend would have been the first time you really got to dig into the video game. How do you navigate this?
For me, it's simple. If these plans were made without considering you, then I don't know why you need to consider her. Look, it's a mutual thing. That's what relationships are. Now, if through the course of planning these plans, these are important things, well, then you're going to have to compromise. But if she just decided she wanted to brunch for bottomless mimosas, not my problem.
You didn't
consult me on this.
I believe there are 24 hours in a day. You could do both. You could go out to dinner with your prospective in-laws, her friends, whatever. And then when it's time to come home, break out the game.
Yeah, I already told my girlfriend that when this game came out on Monday that I will be unavailable this whole week. It's a good thing she's already on vacation, and that's all I got to say.
I like that. I like that Jeff has just given her the out-of-office email.
Put in the request for time off.
He got PTO from the relationship. Kenny, what would you do, being the spineless jellyfish that you are?
I mean, she has to know. I will tell her. I'm going to lay the law down, Michael, all right?
Okay.
Call me a jellyfish. At least my hat doesn't look like that.
Stoney's hat is something. Go ahead.
Number two, your sister is getting married soon. You're a big fan of her husband-to-be, to the point of considering him somewhat of a friend. He invites you to a small bachelor party, including a night of dinner and bar hopping for drinks. The awkward downside, all of his friends are people whom you've never met and are completely unfamiliar with to you. How do you handle this?
I don't go. I'm too old in my life to be meeting new people. I just don't need it. I wouldn't go. I'd respectfully buy a gift and say, look, you got 10, 12, 15 years with these guys. Go enjoy your time. There'll be plenty of time for us to hang out. Go. I'm out.
I'd go for a while, and then when I got sick of them, I'd go home. That's that simple. Now, if it's a destination place, same deal. You know what? I'll fly somewhere to like South Beach, if that's where you want to go. I'll fly to Vegas. And when I'm sick of you and your friends, I'm going to go find my own fun.
There you go. Stoney's going to go and start blow some rails. Go do his thing. He'll cut it loose. Jeff, go ahead.
That's just one of those things where you get sick, you know, like 5 minutes before you got to go. That sounds like an absolutely not to me. I would definitely pass on that. There'd be like, maybe I have diarrhea or something like 3 minutes before.
Wow. Yeah, I just, yeah, I don't want to meet a whole bunch of new people. Not interested.
So full transparency, this actually happened to me, a week ago now? And I went and I had a great time because I thought to myself, I like this guy. He probably has decent taste in his friends. Mm-hmm. I was right. They're a great bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Had a really fun time.
But did they like you?
They seemed to. I mean, we all were grabbing drinks throughout the night and they weren't kind of shooing me off to the side.
Okay. That's positive, Ken.
I feel yes. like it went well.
Hey, who's this weird guy who's drinking Admiral?
Right.
I was upscale that time. All right, I was drinking pop off. Okay,
they're at a nice restaurant. Who's the dude in a Macho Man t-shirt? All right, go ahead.
With football season coming up, your man cave is in desperate need of some upgrades. Your TV and sound system are very outdated and need to be replaced.
Yes.
This is causing arguments with your wife as she had other household projects in mind with that money.
Mm-hmm.
And is deeming yours less essential. What do you do?
Find a new one.
A new TV or a new wife?
New wife.
As,
look, for me, listen, I'm sorry, but it can't be a one-way street.
No.
If you've done some of the things she wants to do, you cannot be treated like Kevin Spacey in American Beauty. You cannot just be cast to the side. You matter, all right? Your desires matter, too. Why can't I upgrade the man cave? You got what you wanted on the patio. You got what you wanted over here.
I'm just going to use what the sage Robert Winowski told me. Two words. Divorce.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just think it's okay for us as dudes to have our own space, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Jeff.
I think sometimes you just got to pick your battles. But here's what I would do. I would just agree and be like, you know what? You're right. You know, we're not going to get a new sound system. We'll do what you want. And then I just go to the store and buy it anyways.
I like that. I like that.
The youth of today.
I like Jeff's strategy. Yes. He chooses violence.
Just do it anyway.
Right.
Regardless
right.
of what she wants.
You're right, honey. One problem. The charge has already been made. The system's out front.
You find out what she wants. If she wants, like, to, I don't know, garden, just buy, you know, two huge bags of mulch and your sound
but
system.
But it's also, this is where I got to be careful how I say this, but it's like when I look at other people's relationships, some are good and most are not. I don't understand how you end up with someone who doesn't have the same pursuits as you or has the same kind of direction you have. Like, Kenny, this situation sounds like warfare. That's not a situation I put myself in.
If they don't have the same pursuits, okay, there's an expression, opposites attract.
Then they have to be able to go out and do their own thing.
Yes.
And let me do my thing.
Exactly. That's what makes a wonderful marriage.
Kenny, go ahead. You wouldn't stand up for yourself.
I feel like what I would do is similar to what Jeff would do, is I let her go do whatever she's, buy whatever she's going to buy.
Uh-huh.
And then that's scoreboard. So next time I want something, I'm like, well, you got the last one. Look at me.
Exactly. And that's a road to ruin. You've created a transactional relationship that will end in disaster.
Oh, you want Jackson Holliday. She wants Tarek Skubal. What do you do?
He doesn't want to gamble on a prospect. Okay. Number four. You're going out to dinner with your wife or girlfriend and their parents. Her notoriously cheap father orders substantially more expensive food and drinks than you and your wife do.
Oh, boy.
And at the end of dinner, he suggests you split the bill in half, couple, couple, leaving you with more of the bill. How do you suck it up and take it because it's the father of your lady? Or
what's her relationship with the dad?
Presumably good in this scenario.
Then you're dead. That's just one of life's inconveniences.
Yeah, here's what you do. You take it, you suck it up, and then on your way home, you MF the father so bad.
That's right. That's right.
Your effing father.
It was Stoney here. That's one of those awkward moments where you're like, yeah, it's all good. And then you get in the car and you're like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah. That's just a really awkward situation.
Tell your dad he's paying more for the wedding now. It is one of those.
What? Roberts.
Roberts.
Roberts. Roberts. Roberts.
And if you want to be watching that basketball team later that evening, you're going to want to be paying for that. That's my stance on it.
Thank you, Kenneth.
You are welcome. You work in an office in close proximity to your coworker every day. The coworker is a bit chatty and recently started sharing details about his personal romantic escapades. Details you did not ever want to begin imagining. How do you handle this?
Just nip it in the bud. It's simple. See, this one I got no problem with. I'm not here to be friends. I'm here to work. So, like, people that are an annoyance, they're going to know about it. Look, I don't need to hear about all your problems. I don't need to hear good or bad. Like, if this dude is doing pillow talk in the office, nah, we're going to put a stop to that. You can go tell somebody. It just ain't going to be me.
I don't care what kind of jewelry you put on your member, okay?
Whoa.
That.
I don't really know how to follow that one up.
You don't
most of the time,
try.
I just make up an excuse and walk away. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, last.
Hold on. You didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. I kind of choose to ignore it. I generally give people the silent treatment when I don't care for what they have to say and let it dissipate by its. If it gets bad enough, I'll go talk to a boss or a manager or something, but it's not that big of a deal.
Kenny's rolling over to HR.
If I have to.
Look at you. All right, last one.
Last one here. You and your buddies are planning an elaborate trip out to a destination like Vegas or like Florida or maybe Nashville.
Okay.
And nobody can seem to agree on basically anything. You're a month and a half out. The travel arrangements haven't been made. The hotel room hasn't been booked. Nobody can seem to agree on a price point, on an airline, on a hotel chain. How do you handle this as the, quote, leader of the group?
Get new friends and don't go on the trip. Because that's a harbinger of things to come.
Here's what I do. Here's the deal. We're going here. We're doing this. Those who want to come, come. Those who don't, see you later.
Right. Yeah, I have no tolerance for what Kenny's talking about. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, like Stoney said, someone just has to step up and kind of control things. Actually, it wasn't a trip, but at the NFL draft when I went, a couple of my friends came with me and my dad. I had to end up stepping up and being like, okay, guys, we're going here. And then we're doing this, and then we're doing that.
So you're a babysitter.
There's a whole lot of standing around.
You're a babysitter.
It's hot. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this.
Jeff, do you want to just call your friends losers live on the air? Because that's what I'm hearing. Do you want to just say the names? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
No.
Okay.
It was Lenny.
I mean, Jeff basically is saying my friends are man babies, and I can't take anymore. That's what it sounds like to me, Jeff. Kenny, what would you do?
Essentially, what Stoney described is eventually you have to say, this is what I'm thinking, this place, this airline, this hotel chain. We do this, this, and this. Everybody who's on board, cool. Anybody that's not, I mean, time's ticking, boys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're adults. I don't have time to be a babysitter. I'm with Stoney on this. That's daily 2 to 6. All right. That is Deal Break.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.